Texte numéro 33. Dumb and Dumber. Are Americans hostile to knowledge? A popular video on YouTube shows actress Kelly Pickler appearing on the Fox game show Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader during Celebrity Week. Selected from a third grade geography curriculum, the $25,000 question asked, Budapest is the capital of what European country? Miss Pickler threw up both hands and looked perplexed. I thought Europe was a country, she said. Playing it safe, she chose to copy the answer offered by one of the genuine fifth graders, Hungary. Hungary? She said, eyes widening in disbelief. That's a country? I've heard of Turkey, but Hungary? I've never heard of it. Such lack of global awareness is the kind of thing that drives Susan Jacoby, author of The Age of American Unreason, up a wall. Miss Jacoby is one of a number of writers with new books that bemoan the state of American culture. Miss Jacoby, whose book just came out, doesn't zero in on a particular technology or emotion, but rather on what she feels is a generalized hostility to knowledge. She is well aware that some may call her a crank. I expect to get bashed, said Miss Jacoby, 62, either as an older person who blames the young for dropping standards and values, or as a secularist whose defense of scientific rationalism is a way to disparage religion. Miss Jacoby, however, is quick to point out that her indictment is not limited by age or ideology. Yes, she knows that eggheads, nerds, bookworms, long hairs, pointy heads, highbrows and know-it-alls have been mocked and dismissed throughout American history. But now, Miss Jacoby said, something different is happening. Anti-intellectualism, the attitude that too much learning can be a dangerous thing, and anti-rationalism, the idea that there is no such thing as evidence or fact, just opinion, have fused in a particularly insidious way. Not only are citizens ignorant about essential scientific, civic, and cultural knowledge, she said, but they also don't think it matters. She pointed to a 2006 National Geographic poll that found nearly half of 18 to 24-year-olds don't think it is necessary or important to know where countries in the news are located. So more than 3 years into the Iraq War, only 23% of those with some college could locate Iraq, Iran, Saudi Arabia, and Israel on a map. For all her scholarly interests, though, Miss Jacoby said she recognized just how hard it is to tune out the 24/7 entertainment culture. A few years ago, she participated in the annual campaign to turn off the television for a week. I was stunned at how difficult it was for me, she said. Adapted from the New York Times, February 2008.